This is May 24th, 1984, and this tape is part of the Yukon Koyukuk Biographical Sketch Project, tape number 5 with Edgar Nolner. My name is Wendy Arendelle, and we're sitting in Edgar's living room in Galena talking. And I'm wondering if I can get you, Edgar, to tell that story again about Aloysius Demaski and the donuts.
Yeah. Aloysius and his dad and Robert were trapping up Yuki. And Aloysius and his dad was up there and it snowed and they went way up ahead of Yuki and they ran out of bread and they had little to eat. And finally Aloysius seen a moose track, so he went after it. They went after it and he finally shot it. And Aloysius was carrying 9 donuts and his dad was way behind, he hear him shooting, then when he got to Aloysius, and Aloysius was sitting by the moose, and he asked his son, "Where's the donuts?" And he told his dad, he said, "Gee, I eat it all." He didn't give his dad not even one. Yeah, and then after they cut the meat, and after they came back to the cabin, Robert went up there from Beaver Creek, and it snowed while they were gone. And when they got to the cabin, the old man, they got to the cabin, and you see where Robert was at the cabin. And when they started tying the dogs, and Aloysius went in the house, and he never come out, so the old man tied some of the dogs, and he was thinking, "I wonder what he's doing." So he went in the house, and Aloysius was in the house, and he had a big loaf of bread in his mouth, chewing on it, frozen bread. And so he said, he just about got on the other end. He said, he said, "I got on the other end, and we both started chewing the bread." He was telling us way over in Yuki, me and Robert, his son, and he was telling us all about that, and Robert asked me, "Dad, he didn't even let one donut for you?" "No," he said, "he ate it all." And I used to tease Aloysius about it. I told him, "You didn't even let one donut for your dad?" He said, "No." He said, "I never thought about it. I keep on eating. Pretty soon there was no more left." Yeah, the old man used to tell lots of good stories. Yeah. He used to work on a steamboat, their old man, William Demaski, mm-hmm. And a long time ago.
Yeah, how are William and Robert related? Is William Robert's father?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big William, Robert. William Demaski, the old man, was Robert's father, Aloysius. And they had a big family. Only there's a one, not very many left. Nora back there. I know that's always. No. They're all gone, I think, now. Now, big family used to stay up the camp. That place used to belong to us long ago. We used to hear them play mandolin and violin across the river. We had camp on this side.
Mm-hmm.
But in the evenings, we could hear them playing music over there, yeah. And the old man used to work on the steamboats. He used to be farming on the big steamboat. And he said, $30 a month, he said. Dollar a day. And one time he started to get on the boat, and the storekeeper and the ladder told him, "Don't go on the boat, stay home and cut wood." So he said, he stayed home that summer, he said. And he went up above the ladder and he cut about 6 cords, he said. And then he brought it down, and then he piled on the beach, and then pretty soon steamboat came, took it all, $20 a cord, you know. He said, "I never got on the boat no more because that's a fall," he said. "I had a little box," he said, "full of money," he said. "If I went on the boat, I wouldn't have that much," he said. Yeah.
So he made out much better cutting wood rather than stoking it.
Yeah. He said, anybody put a cord of wood there, a steamboat got to go stop there and pick it up. For the last place they get run out of wood, they go on the hillside, they have to cut their own wood. He said, there's lots of steamboats coming all the time. Yeah. Old man Gertler used to live above Whiskey Creek, behind the island. And he got so many cords, 5 cords, I guess. And 2 bulkheads he had out of green cottonwood. On daytime, they measured, they pay for the whole thing, but they leave the bulkheads every time the steamboats. Just take the dry one inside, but they leave the bulkheads. But one night, he said it was dark and they took it all. He said, I don't know how many times I sold them bulkheads on wood in half cord on each end. He said, but it was dark, he took it all. He used to tell about that. Lots of people used to cut wood, bring wood down, raft wood down Loudon, pile it up and wouldn't want to buy it, and then steamboat come around. They take 30, 40, 50 cords at a time. Yeah, the big steamboat. Julie B used to bring the freight for the old man all the time from St. Michael's.
There's one other thing I didn't ask you about that I just now thought of, and that's Josephine's book talks about Mrs. Bodie. And at least a couple other old timers like that. Are there people that you remember like that that were around when you were a boy?
Oh yeah, we used to live up there and then down here. He died down here after we moved down here. Grandma, Mrs. Bogie. They were my real grandma, they were cousins or sisters, I don't know. Yeah, Mrs. Bogie. When my grandma had my mother, she didn't have breast milk, and then my Mrs. Bogie had to be the
who was a wet nurse.
Two sisters anyway, kind of.
Was Mrs. Bogie did she have medicine powers?
Yeah, but she's a bad one too. She's be scared of them. She was good to us all the time.
Are there other people that you can remember?
Just like old man Bogie too, same way. They're all like that.
That's the only person you remember who had that kind of power?
My grandpa too. My mother's dead. There was lots of them long ago. There's no more now though.
Do you know what that grandpa's name was?
Bogie?
No, your mother's?
Oh, Frank at all. I know Frank at all. He had a native name too, but we all forgot. Even my mother's name, we forgot all the names.
Well, we've got your mother's name on that list, on that Father Jetty list that I gave to Larry. Has your mother's native name on it. And I think probably Eliza can put it in modern writing for us. She's worked a lot with those kinds of lists and knows how to do that. So I think maybe she can help us with that.
I look at the Ken name, but I don't know the name.
Unless you're really used to looking at a name like that written down, it doesn't really make a lot of sense, I think. It's hard to hear.
Yeah. Everybody used to have native names long ago.
Did you have one when you were born, or did you just have an English
name? No, I don't think so. I might have had, but I forgot.
I think one other thing that we need to talk about is what your life is like now, what a typical year in your life is like now. Maybe you want to take last year, or, what's a good year, and tell us what you do throughout the year, what you do in the spring and the fall and the summer and the winter.
Not very much now. Just ride around too much at all. Yeah, we work around the house and get ready for a fish camp or make fish wheels for camp and I used to trap a little bit. I used to go out and them boys when they go out with Archie all the time. I'd go out that way with him. I just follow him. Sometimes I have a few traps. One time I went back that way, and I had this alley cat Jag, and I went way out. I left it on the hill, and they came back there, and I couldn't start it. I don't know what was the matter, but I didn't. I could take that Welsh off and start easy. But, I pull on, I give up. I put on my snowshoes, and I started to walk back. I walk all the way to beam station up here and start down pursuing her and out near her house when they met me. Came back, we got here, Archie and the boys were ready to go out the snow trail, look for me too. And we went back, wind just landed, they were telling about, they said I was missing it. So even them pilots, they teased me about that. Yeah.
Give you a hard time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you
still go to fish camp in the summer?
Hmm?
You still go to fish camp?
Oh, yeah, we stayed up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your fish camp?
It's about 9 miles up that way, up above here, on the other side.
Toward Ruby?
Uh-huh.
On the other side of the
river, yeah.
Does that place have a name?
No.
No. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back from fish camp in the fall, what do you do?
Nothing. Yeah, put everything away. Just come down here. They actually get a house up there. You see that on that above that calendar?
Oh yeah.
That's
a nice one.
Little ways above our fish camp. We could see it from fish camp up here. Not uh-huh. too far.
Uh-huh. You still do a little hunting in the fall for moose?
Yeah, her and I go out with boat,
mm-hmm.
with a houseboat. We used to go up UK Ever Fall or up Bear Creek or down till we get a moose. We used to go up UK and the one night we get a moose. Shut out, but last time, nothing. And then we go down the other way or Bear Creek.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
When does trapping season start these days?
November, in middle of November, no, the 10th, no, the 15th.
So you just go out with your boys? Now that you're talking about this, I think I remember a little bit Grandma Bessie telling that story about the... Yeah, go ahead and finish,
and,
Edith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then late at night, her husband came back. He got some geese and ducks. She remembered he plucked that. And they put that up, and they eat the ducks and the juice. That's the main part, is the juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The juice, there's no soup. And after that, they went back to bed again. Then the next day, they went up. And I don't know how far up, around pretty close to Hawk River, I think. They stopped on the bank side, she said. They were staying overnight and there, and then they heard the boat. Then the oldest boy had some fur to sell, what he cuts all winter, I guess.
Mm.
And they land way down there, so she said that her brother went down and sold the fur. Pretty soon his brother came back with a blue bucket, she said. Just like camp bucket.
Mm-hmm. With a handle on it.
Uh-huh. And she never seen that kind before, and she said she just can't look away from it. she really liked that bucket, she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those days there was no store. No store.
Buy some groceries. Going up.
Yeah, the boat, steamboat. That's the first steamboat, I guess. You know, the side wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about side wheelers,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Sure.
They used to bring up little stuff, I guess, to sell.
Uh-huh.
Sure, yeah.
And then from there, they just keep on going up. step up, used to it. And then above, you somewhere, there's a camp too, she said.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't remember that her sister got married with white guys, she said. That's his father.
Mm-hmm.
She don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So this her father told his wife that you're going to give her away. So, Bishy.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody adopted him up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Her mama didn't raise her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember Grandma, very much Grandma Bessie, talking about that part, that it was hard for her after she was adopted, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she don't even know, she say, her sister is married up there. And after she finished her work, is her sister, one of his friends told her, your sister is down there. Let's go down and visit her. So she said she washed dishes right away and she went down with her. She went in the house and there her sister in the house. She don't even know she got married, she said.
Mm.
She don't know why she never find out.
Oh, Grandma. So, Fred, can you tell us what happened to you from the time you can begin to remember around 1915?
Yeah, I started to remember good since 1915, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Before that, I know just here and there, so, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like I throw the rock at the horse and George Atler. The old George Atler, George's father.
Senior,
yeah, he told me we was way up the bluff on top, bluff above you there. And he gave me, he told me, let's take a shoe. I don't know what the buck is, I never tried it. And he wanted to give it to me. You're not going to get sick, nothing wrong with it. He can take a big one, he can make a big chunk of shoe. And I was chewing away, but as soon as I started to feed the bum, and I started going down the bluff, I went home, went to my mom. I really got sick. I still remember it, yeah. And I told mom. Mama told me, you're only 11 years old, what you going to chew that for? my mom told me. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just here and there, but since 1915, I remember pretty good since 1915, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Those days they had a strong tobacco.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I heard. My mom used to say that. My mom didn't smoke and she didn't chew.
Mm-hmm. Did a lot of people chew tobacco in those days?
Uh-huh. Nobody smoked.
Mm-hmm. Pipe.
Pipe. Yeah.
Pipe. Yeah, they smoke. Old timers just smoke pipe and chew tobacco. I seen some white fellas chew and smoke same time.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Double dose, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, I seen those. There's two, three of them I seen. Yeah, they got pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got pretty old. What's really smoking hurting the younger people nowadays is cigarettes.
It's different than long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette is really hurting a lot of young kids nowadays.
You think that's harder on people than just pipe tobacco or chewing?
Well, look at all the old timers used to smoke pipe and chew.
Mm-hmm.
I used to chew all my life since, well, might as well say since 1915. I chew all my life. No problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was George Sr.
George Atlas Sr. your age, or was he a little older?
He was a little older than me.
He's
more than 1901. You know, going to 1904. He's 3 years older than us. He died quite a while ago.
What do you remember beginning about 1950? And can you tell us a little bit about what happened to you from then on?
Well, I've seen a lot of old timers.
And
white people come from outside, prospecting and mining. Lots of them used to be in Alaska long ago. It's like go by polling boats. They can pull pretty fast those days.
Where was your family living in 1915? Where were you living?
I live at Hughes. That's where my grandma stayed. My grandma lived up Hughes, and after she died, I lost my first wife, so I came down in 1938. And I'm still here yet.
When you lived in Hughes, who taught you as a boy? Who helped you to learn things?
I used to go out with the older people, go out hunting, like little William and George Butler and Sammy and Chief John, all the old timers. Yeah, I used to watch them all the time.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of those people, like little William, for example?
Hunting or?
Sure.
Yeah, that's their living. That's the only living we had is hunting. We had to hunt. Like, they go out in the last part of August for a caribou. Because, you know, the hair is short in August. For the clothes. When the hair gets too long, it don't stay, but the hair all shed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when the hair is short, it stays 2-3 years sometimes. That's the reason why they used to go out in August to hunt caribou. And I used to go out with them all the time. That's how I learned how to work.
Where did you go from Hughes for caribou?
It's between Hughes and Tana. Between back in those hills back there, way back. On the side of Malory.
Could you get up in there by boat, or did you have to walk all the way?
We go up with a canoe so far, then we walk. Stay out for about a month.
Packing is nothing for them those days. You can pack meat long ways and then make another trip.
Packing is nothing for those days. We used, when I first started out, moose came. We used to hunt moose back in the woods and get a moose back there, and we pack it all out. Nowadays, all you have to do is let them go out closer to the water. Just wait till it gets closer to the water.
How did you hunt caribou that time? Did you stalk them, or how did you get the caribou?
Oh, they shoot them. Yeah, they shoot the caribou.
But I mean, what did you do?
When they get the meat?
No. When you're going after the animal, how do you?
Just try to get closer.
Stalk it, kind of.
Sneak up. Yeah, she's up there, so he don't get away from you, so I have to sneak up, get as close as you can.
Is that fairly open country, or are there...
Caribou lived up on open country,
yeah.
In the mountains or hills.
Were there any particular tricks that you learned that made it easier for you to sneak up on the caribou?
Huh?
Were there any particular tricks or special things that you learned to sneak up on the caribou?
Oh yeah, you gotta sneak, you have to crawl sometimes. I know, I used to crawl. If you got out in the open, you have to, sometimes you have to crawl quite a ways before you get far enough so you can shoot. Because caribou's out in the open flats or, sometimes you have to crawl. Sometimes you have to wait till they get closer to where you can get close to them.
Were they in very big herds at that time of
year? No, there were not that many caribou long ago. Uh-huh. People live on it all the time. Caribou was pretty scarce. Pretty scarce. You know, people after the caribou all the time, there was no moose.
Mm-hmm.
No moose to the days. Just bear, but
yeah.
They hunt the bear so much, but not many bear either. We live on bear, but they were pretty scarce too. And the beaver. There were hardly no beaver in my days when I was a kid. Might find one or two once in a while, that's all.
It's interesting because Edgar said something very similar, you know, about when he was quite young, that there weren't as many beaver then. Yeah.
Well, I remember there's no beaver too. All I know is one beaver house that I remember when I used to go out with Mom. We used to trap in springtime and wintertime. Just her and I. First time I remember I used to cry a lot because I was too small. And under 6 years it was where a nurse used to so I just walked just boots on.
Oh my.
Oh God. And I remember I used to go through and down in my snowshoes behind she told me. But I made too short a stiff, I think.
Oh, yes, your legs would have been real short then,
And she told me, that's not now, I guess you can walk. That's how we eat snow rabbits. No moose these days, no caribou. Not too long ago, I finally saw caribou. That's my first one. Long time ago, there's nothing. Maybe way out on the mountain, but we don't go out that far.
Fred, could we take that time when you were a teenager, you know, when you were learning to hunt with people like Big William and Chief John and those guys, and sort of go through the year? We've talked about what you did in August. What would you do when you got back from caribou hunting? What would be the next thing that would happen?
Well, as soon as it freezes up, then they start to hunt bear in the fall time. Yeah, they used to hunt bear as soon as it freezes up or till it snows. That's the main part of their living too, trying to find a bear in the den.
How did they find the bear in the den? Did they?
They see the bear signs, fresh bear signs. Then they have to start hunting. Yes, you gotta find it. So. If you don't find it, you be hungry. That's what they say.
While I go to meet that one up on the flat. Oh, it was scary for me. I was scared, but I had nowhere to run.
That's
the first one I saw.
Did really? You do any fishing in the fall at all?
Fishing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they put out fish, what they call fish traps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my grandma used to put out a fish trap.
What, yeah. What did she get with that?
Lush, mostly lush.
Uh-huh.
And those little white fish, they're about that long, but they're skinny. Upper part of a lake around Latin are used. There's a lot of those little white fish. Down here, there's none.
Mm-hmm.
What we have down here, different, little different species.
Too much beaver dam right now. That's what the spoil the fish, you know, it blocked the fish.
Uh-huh.
They go in the lakes, you know, they go in the creeks and go to the lakes and then come out in the fall time.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of beaver dam that blocked the fish can't do that no more.
So they get caught in the lake?
Yeah, they get caught in the lake and, you know, fish can't live in the same water.
Water is rotten, they can't go over the dam.
Sure.
Yeah, they can't go over down. And they have to die off. If they have to stay in the same water 1 year, they wouldn't make 1 year. That's all good. Then they all die off.
Do you know why they need to move? Is it lack of food or?
I think what I heard is eat the water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's eat the water, they say.
Uh-huh.
They probably eat some kind of vegetables from the bottom of the lake, too.
Uh-huh.
The white fish, when they come out from the lake to the river, they're fat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And no more that kind.
There's no more lake, or what we call lake white fish.
Uh-huh.
Back here in Long Lake, when you first moved village 30 years ago, we'd go back there and put out a fishnet.
Uh-huh.
All we had, those days we had no freezer. We caught about 30 white fish, then we took the net out. And she cut the fish and hung it so it'd dry.
Uh-huh.
You talk to her, start. Those fish is just greasy.
Rich.
Yeah. They eat something, some kind of a plant at the bottom of the lake.
Yeah, that's good for fish.
And so that ever since we had the beaver, no more lake white fish. They all died off.
After you hunted bear in the fall, then what would happen?
Oh, we had a trap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had a trap.
Who taught you to trap? Do you remember?
Well, I used to, Grandma used to tell me, gotta go out and trap. She told me what to do, and how to set the trap and where to go. That's how I learned it.
Do you remember your first little trap line?
Yeah. First time Grandma told me, go down the flat, and there's all the mink down there. Yeah, I went down there. There's mink there. I just don't know how I don't say it right. I must have packed the snow on top of the trap, I guess.
Uh-huh.
All winter long, I went down there. Every week I go down there, I never catch nothing. And your grandma told me, how you set the trap? How you put the snow on? I just put the snow on. Just throw it on. And she told me, you're not supposed to do that. It'll pack and get hard and make mink will just run the top of it. And I went down again, and she told me to use axe. Take axe and get the snow, just the top of it, a half inch.
Uh-huh.
and put that down easy.
Kind of skim it off the top.
Uh-huh, skim it off the top, yeah, and put that down on the trap. Next time I'm done, I've got 2 minutes.
Oh, good for you.
That's the way it is.
Just have to learn all the right things to do, the special tricks to it. Yeah.
It's
hard to teach fox.
Yeah, fox is pretty hard to know, too, to get.
What is special about the way you, what do you have to do special to trap foxes?
Oh, yeah,
you have to use fox trap. And then you put the stick to the chain and stick it under the snow. And just careful and put it right where the fox step. And then just let there's no sign. Just let. That's how they used to get it.
That's the way, one way. And if the fox is tame, you can set it right on a dog trail, yeah. But the wild foxes, you have to set it, try to sneak a trap in their track. So that when they come along, they step on it. Luck around here or use, if you did, every year the people trap. But if you go out, like, or go over Malozi someplace, where fox don't know people, it's different again, yeah, that's different again.
So in that kind of area, you do things a little differently as far as setting your traps and everything. Okay. What else did you trap? We've talked about mink and foxes.
Oh, there used to be marten. Yeah, you have to go up in the hills to trap marten those days. And this last 10 years, you can trap marten any place on the flat. And marten's not supposed to live on the flat. He's supposed to live on the back in the hills someplace. That's all my grandma used to tell me stories. Marten always live in the hills. But when this big bunch of marten come through the country, any place you can set trap and get mink. Out flat, any place. For about 10 years. Now they pass now. We got hardly no more marten now. Everything migrates, everything migrates.
Did you trap any wolves in that time?
Oh, there was hardly no wolves long ago.
There was
kind of little caribou. There was no moose.
What about wolverine?
There used to be quite a few wolverines when I was a kid. I used to catch wolverines when I first started trap. Good, I used to catch wolverines. But now, hardly no more wolverines. The price has got so high, they clean them out. They got down too low and hard for them to come back. But wolves, lots of wolves now, kind of that moose. They pick out the best. They know what's good moose. They know that.
Well, I remember. I don't remember. My brother got a link and marten. I didn't see those. That's right now. It came back since a long time ago.
That was the next animal I was going to ask Fred about link. Did you trap many link when you were a kid?
Link is kind of a funny animal.
Before him, Bishy said there used to be, he catch it just like no different than rabbits. And disappear.
When I was a kid, I used to go to Albert Captain, Dickie used to call him.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go out with him when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I used a lot of link those days. People got any place, bring 2-3 link in.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was a kid. Then after that, all through my trapping years, there's hardly no link at all. Just a couple, 2-3 years ago, they came over from Kotzebue.
That's real interesting. When you trap link, is there anything special you have to do for them?
Link?
Mm-hmm.
You can set snares. Link is easy to catch if you're going to catch them. Yeah, link is easy to catch if you... That's if he stays around one place.
Uh-huh.
But if, like this one there, all the link tracks we've seen, they're just gone. They got no rabbits, nothing to stay for.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep it going.
One, they're kind of moving through?
Yeah, they're just moving through. They're just going someplace at all. Uh-huh. They got nothing to stay for, but if they got something to stay for, link is easy to catch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, link is easy to catch.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That link migrates must be awful slow. Since I was a kid, there was all kinds of link. All through my years, you see link track once in a while, but nothing to. Now, just last 3-4 years ago, finally this link came back. But they didn't stay very long. Rabbits died off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rabbits, that's right.
That's what I hear, that link and rabbits are closely kind of tied together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And the rabbits kind of cycle, so that influences the link too. Mm-hmm.
No, this, all this last 40, 50 years, there used to be rabbits all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Spruce hen, woolly grouse, ptarmigan, lots of those all the time. That's what we used to live on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, no more spruce hen. No more woolly grouse, no more ptarmigan, and nobody's living on it.
Mm-hmm. Sure, if it's not there, you can't live on it very well.
And what I think, the Mother Nature must have known we're not living on it, so I guess must be that it's no use to have one, I guess, or something. My, that's something. Ever since I was a kid, there used to be all kinds of spruce hen, woolly grouse, ptarmigan, rabbits, all the way through.
Uh-huh.
Now, this last 30 years now, somewhere around 20, 30 years, there's no more spruce hens, no more woolly grouse, no more ptarmigan. And finally, the rabbits came back here 2-3 years ago, but they got so sick, died off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why they got so taken it out. But I don't know about the woolly grouse and all that. What I think is the Mother Nature figures we don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not living on it.
Mm-hmm.
It must
really
be.
Interesting.
It used to be good to eat, but no, we don't have them. Uh-huh. Nobody's living on it. Nobody's killing them all.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I think maybe the Mother Nature thinks we don't need it, I guess, or something.
Uh-huh. Let's stop for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
When you were living in Hughes, then did people come back into Hughes for Thanksgiving at all? Is there any kind of a celebration?
Christmas. Yeah, Christmas. Thanksgiving, we don't know nothing about Thanksgiving, but Christmas.
Uh huh.
Ever since the white people came, you know, all of Christmas.
Can you describe what that was like? What was Christmas like when you were a boy?
Nothing.
What happened?
Just everybody say Christmas, hollering, kids hollering away Christmas, Christmas.
No prison.
Nothing.
Did you have any kind of a community dinner together or anything like that?
Or in New Year to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, potlatch. Potlatch in New Year, yeah. Uh-huh. All of these used to be potlatch in New Year. But Christmas, just kids hollering away Christmas, Christmas.
they make a big dance.
Uh-huh.
Not drinking those days.
Uh-huh.
All night they dance.
Was this at Christmas time?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's their fun.
Uh-huh. Was this native dancing?
No.
No.
Just violin and guitar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The native dance is when they have potlatch or something for somebody. That's native dance there.
Do you remember who used to play the fiddle and the guitar?
Little Sammy used to play. Yeah, he used to play violin. But George and Mighty, I never seen a guitar. Just here not too long ago, just started having guitars. There used to be mandolin, what they call mandolin. Yeah, I seen old Giunari at Hog River. Dominic Venetti. Dominic used to play the organ.
Accordion?
Accordion, yeah. And Giunari used to have the mandolin. They used to dance. Just only, I don't know how many people, but they're having fun.
Mother John used to tell me in the springtime, he put those like driftwood, he put it all the way around on the bar side. That's where they have dance.
Make like a windbreak with the driftwood?
No, something sit down on, I guess.
Yeah. Like seats around a hall.
Dance between them. No hall.
Just an outdoor hall, That must have been fun.
It must be.
What kind of dances did they do?
Square dance.
Square dance. Well, she
is still good at it.
Did they waltz at all?
Oh, he never said, but this the all square dance.
All square dance all day, yeah.
All different ways they have it, they do.
After that, they have waltz, two step, foxtrot, and all those. After that, but at first, it's all square dance. All square dance.
Is there a particular person that they learned that from, or?
Probably somebody teach them.
Yeah, there's some old timers come along, you know, how to play violin or something like that. There used to be some people come play, but they never cared their violin or something like that.
Was there any kind of celebration between Christmas and New Year's? Or I know Johnson Moses has told me that in Allakaket, when he was a boy, they would have a dance every night between Christmas and New Year's. Was Hughes like that, or did they just celebrate Christmas or just celebrate New Year's?
Yeah, up Allakaket, yeah. When I first went up, my dance every night. That used to be a lively place.
That's what I hear.
It used to be a lively place. Dance all night. First one up, I stayed till about 3 o'clock and I got so sleepy. I don't know what to do. Up Hughes, there were no kids.
So there were not many other kids in Hughes?
No, just me and George. And Chief John had a couple of boys. That's but no, there were 4 or 5 of us.
How many people lived in Hughes altogether?
Oh, there were not, mostly white people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. White man camp used to be, yeah. Uh-huh. Mine camp.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how there's hardly no kids there. Well, just people go travel in the summer quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot by boat. No, mm-hmm. No kicker those days.
Mm-hmm.
All by poling them.
When you would go out in the winter to trap, did the people you went trapping with have like a trapping camp out away from town somewhere?
Oh yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
So they go out to their trapping camp and spend the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they go out to camp, spend the winter out.
Uh huh.
Come back Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the old timers, the old white people, they go out someplace, way up Hog River or way up Hustle,
mm-hmm.
all winter long, stay by themselves all winter long. If we had to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'll live through.
Uh-huh.
Like in